שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה בעמוד 194 עוד קוף מבית.
Hello, we're learning Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're reading from item 142, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Item 142. Yet, with respect to Zon of Atzilut, these mochin are regarded as merely the first kind of completion of ten sefirot. This is because these achap are not complete achap, but mere illuminations of achap which they receive through Abba V'ima, while they are at the place of Abba V'ima, but in their expansion to their own place, they still lack their own achap. For this reason, all the mochin that Zon obtains during the 6,000 years are considered mochin of ascension, since they can obtain mochin de gar only when they rise to the place of gar, as then they are completed by them. But if they do not rise to the place of gar, they cannot have mochin, since the Zon still have to sort the second kind of mochin, and this will happen only at the end of correction.
In other words, the whole addition, the addition is through ascent, and that's why we say ascent and ascent, and because in the same place nothing can be attained, only by rising to a higher level. However, in the final correction of a chap, it can receive in its place, and then it will stay in place. The expansion of the vessels will happen in their place, and it will receive that way. All right, understood? What do you want to ask? You know what is the gadlut of the first kind and the second kind? You're raising your hand. No?
I don't really understand. As soon as all the kelim are in place, then what? There is prayer there or what?
He's not talking about that. He says that until the final correction, all our corrections are through ascent. You understand that, right? More than that, he doesn't say. Next.
143. Thus we have explained that the mochin of the five permanent pratsufim in Atzilut are from the first kind of sorting of kelim de Abba V'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Tabur, or the dot of Chulam. Even Abba V'ima have only the first kind of completion. Hence, no illumination of Gar spreads from the Roshim of Atik, Arich Anpin and Abba V'ima to their own Gufim and to Zon, since Zat, the Nikudim, too, received none of that illumination of the Cholam. The Mochin of 6,000 years through the end of correction, which come through the raising of man of the lower ones, are considered sorting of Kelim to complete the second kind of ten sefirot, the Abba V'ima. In the world of Nikudim, this illumination is called illumination of Yesod, or the dot of Shuruk. Since then, Abba and Ima raise their own achap, to which the Galgalta Enaim de Zat are attached as well. Hence, Zat too receive Mochin de Gar in the place of Abba V'ima. Thus, these Mochin reach the Gufim of the five Partsufim of Atzilut and the common Zon, except they must be above, in the place of Gar, and clothe them. In the future, at the end of correction, Zon will receive the completion of the second kind of ten sefirot, and will lower the concluding bottom hay from their chazeh, which is Parsa de Atzilut, to the place of Siyum Raglei Ak. At that time, Tanhi of Zon in Bia will connect to the degree of Zon de Atzilut, and Siyum Raglin de Atzilut will equalize with Siyum Raglin de Ak. Then, the Messiah King will appear, as is written, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Thus, it's been thoroughly clarified that there is no correction to the worlds during 6,000 years, except through ascension.
All right. Meaning, a chap of descent is already the final correction. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
you.
A question about the permanent state of the Partzufei of Atzilut. How can it be that Abba and Ima in the Katnut of the first kind, if also in Keter there is Katnut of the first kind? Isn't that a condition that the upper Partzuf has to have the Gadlut of the second kind and then only the one below it can be?
No. Katnut can happen in throughout all Partzufim.
It's not Katnut, it's Gadlut of the first kind in all of the parts of him. He says the permanent state is the Gadlut of the first kind in all the parts of him.
Yes.
Question is, in order for there to be the Gadlut of the first kind in a certain Partzuf, isn't it a condition that the Partzuf above it, let's say Keter, with respect to Abba and Ima, that the Partzuf with respect to it will be of the second kind? Is that incorrect?
Gadlut of the second kind, like he tells you here, will happen only in the final correction.
That I get. The question is,
so each and every one can raise his achab so as to complement the upper one, and each and every one, as a result of completing the upper one with his achab, through his achab, he can also bestow to the lower one, where he remains, because there's no absence in the spiritual. The achab that rises to a higher degree also remains below in the lower degree, and they're interconnected. And so there's no problem in bestowing to the lower degree also, through what it achieves in the upper degree.
But from here exactly comes the question. As long as the upper Pertzuf didn't raise its achap and work with it with the Gadlut of the second kind, seemingly there can't be the Gadlut of the first kind in the level below. Or am I misunderstanding something?
Yes and no. How does the Gadlut happen in the upper Pertzuf?
Which Gadlut, first or second?
It doesn't matter, the first, okay. By the Rishimo that arrives.
Right.
And it awakens and then enters Gadlut. And then by that, raises his Achab, and with its Achab, raises Galgal Tanaim of the lower one.
Right.
So the question is what? If the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one are there, they build 10 Sfirot together with the Chap of the upper one. This is called Gadlut of the first kind.
Right.
Gadlut of the first kind is at the account of Galgal Tanaim of the lower one, who received Gadlut, but not with their Chap, rather with the Chap of the upper one. You with me?
Yes.
Good. So what do you ask about that? This is understood, yeah? So such corrections, and only such corrections, we can see until the final correction. There's no achap of descent, only achap of ascent. You raise it and raise and raise and raise all the time. This is what's happening until the final correction.
Okay, thank you. May I ask another question? Regarding the Gadlut of the first kind, in terms of its quality, what differentiates it from Katnut of the first type?
I feel myself in the upper one, in the creator. The upper one is the creator. I don't know who else is up there. Towards me, the creator is the upper one. That's God, blessed be He, however, whatever you say, everything. In truth, it's enough for me, it satisfies me. I'm in the vessels of the Upper One. With my Achab being included in Galgalta and I am of the Upper One, I have no problem, nothing missing. It's because it's like a baby clings to its mother. The baby has any problem with its mother? She gives everything to him, that's en sof to him. Galgalta and I am of the Upper One. But you can say, Galgalta and I am of the Upper One. Can they provide something to the Lower One? A Chab of the Upper One can provide something to the Lower One? Where do they rise to? They rise to the Achab of the Upper One, who is in contact with Galgalta and I am of the Upper One, which is Gal of Bina and Zat of Bina, that are together as ten Sefirot. This is called Elokim. This is called an Elokim will grow. And then you're included in that, meaning you have everything there. And what happens next? Nothing happens next. All the vessels must integrate in the Upper One this way, be sanctified and complete themselves in the Upper One as Galgalta Anayim. That's it. When all the years of suckling and the general conception are completed, then only the Achab of descent needs to then be carried out. And then probably, I don't know how, but the Reshimo of the final correction is activated. It's a broken Reshimo. I don't know how to say. I have my own kind of thoughts, but I haven't seen a clear answer to this. We may find it somewhere. Yeah.
Last question, just to better understand, sharpen the understanding of Gadlut of the first kind. What's the difference between the connection of the Upper One and the Lower One of the Gadlut of the first kind, as you described, to the connection of the Upper and Lower in Katznut? In Katznut, the Lower One doesn't feel himself inside the Upper One?
Katznut is that the relationship between the Upper and Lower One is completely at the account of the Upper One. It's like being in Ibul conception. Or as in our world, not exactly, but after birth, there's already a demand, it's crying, it's yelling, it's asking. The Upper One is in contact with him. During the conception, there's no contact. It's just all in. All in there. It doesn't raise man and receives. It's just inside the Upper One. So this katnut, as opposed to the gadlut of the first kind, that's a big difference. The Lower One raises the Upper One. The Upper One raises the Lower One in order to treat him, in order to fulfill him, to take care of him. Yeah. Yes, Ventura.
We're concluding this part. Can I ask about the title? It says it's a great rule in the matters of mochin in permanency is the raising of the Parzufim in the world, which take place in 6,000 years.
Yeah, that's exactly what he asked about now.
So I want to say the time of permanency is Katnut.
Yes.
And all of the ascents are related to Gadlut.
Katnut is constant. It's a state that is the minimum. And Gadlut can only happen through ascent, which is already the Mochin. What does he want to tell you? That until the final correction, you either have Katnut or Gadlut of the first kind, and that's it.
And these Gadluyot are related only to Keter and Abba and Ima?
All in all, the broken vessels raise the deficiencies to Galov Atzilut. And no, there's also Yersut. We have to sort this out. But through these corrections, the lights accumulate in Galov Atzilut, and all the deficiencies that have been raised. When a chuppah of ascent is completed, then begins the chuppah of descent.
Meaning that zon depends first of all on the gadlut of Keter and Abba and Dima?
No. The zon awaken the gadlut of Abba Vima. They don't, not that they depend, of course they depend, but they...
So their entire role is just to awaken?
Yes. That's our role. That's what we learn about our work, that all we need to do is awaken the upper one, and the upper one himself is what's called a hiding God. Meaning, so that we will present our true, correct deficiency. All right, today you're kind of sleepier than normal. I don't know what's all going on. No?
No, Leibich.
Yeah, Leibich, what?
6,000 years. What does it mean that it happens now in the correct in our corrections? What does it mean in 6,000 years?
I don't know. What is 2,000? When vessels are raised from the worlds of Bria, then Yetzirah, then Asiya. That's the rising of the vessels, and that is referred to as 6,000 years, 6,000 degrees. You've already done some of that?
That's the question. Did this happen, or will it happen?
When did it happen if you didn't take part?
So all of the gadlut of the first kind, is that what we need to do to make the corrections, these corrections that will already...
Yes, you can say, what's the connection between this and the shatterings and all that? All the shatterings happen in order for us to do these actions. When will we begin doing that? What did the previous Kabbalists did, and what are we doing? What state are we in out of the 6,000 years? Did we even start the 6,000 years, or are we somewhere in the middle, or already at the end? On the one hand, this is called the days of Messiah, meaning we are at the end of all the corrections. On the other hand, we don't know when did they do it, meaning we don't understand in what way they connected the vessels, the Kabbalists, to cause the correction. We don't see that. Perhaps if our eyes will be opened, then we'll see what vessels have been corrected already and what haven't, and then we'll be able to measure the degrees, because 6,000 years means 6,000 degrees that we need to go through as three worlds, each world being 2,000. And so we need to learn that. We'll see. Yeah. So as a follow-up question, he talks about the correction of the breakage of Nikudim, and we have to correct Adam Rishon. So how does it fall into place? No, we are correcting the world of Nikudim. Adam Rishon too, ultimately, is a correction of the world of Nikudim. Because it is as a deficiency, as a left line towards the world of Atzilut. And so we raise Man to Gaov Atzilut, and in doing so, we raise the vessels of Nikudim that are there as left line towards Atzilut, and then we correct ourselves. Yeah. If had there been no deficiency in Atzilut to correct the world of Nikudim, it would not feel our deficiency of raising Man to Him. And so, the raising of our Man from the broken little vessels awakens a great deficiency in Atzilut, and then when we correct ourselves, then the great light comes for that. By the world of Atzilut being connected to the world of Nikudim, so our ascents are very, very small actions that we do awaken great big vessels for correction. Because understand that when I raise man from the broken vessels of Malchut, from the Klipot, from this very dark place, what am I awakening by that? The vessels of Sag. The world of Nikudim is Sag.
And
we don't have the words to express what Sag is. Keter and Chokhmah don't belong to the created being at all. Only from Sag, from Bina, there is some relation to the created being.
So
we just have to talk about it and to start appreciating this whole system. And so Gadlut of the first kind and Katnut, like Leo asked correctly, and so on. Yeah, you came back from the exile. Why is the correction of the world in the 6,000 years necessitates the purification of the Masach? It's a cunning question, but not a correct one. What Masach is purified? What Masach is purified? The Masach to the Atzilut of the Partsuf. No, the purification of the Masach towards the Atzilut of the Partsuf, when the Masach purifies in the descent of the worlds themselves, from above downwards, all the way to the world of Atzilut. In the Kudot of Sagan, in the world of Atzilut, there is no purification of the Masach. There is no purification of the Masach. There is no purification of any Partsuf. Gagalta Apsag Mabon, yes. The world of Nikudim in Katnut, yes. And also there, you find Man from Nehiyovak. And the world of Atzilut, you don't have the purification of the screen. There is the appearance, revelation, and thickening of the screen, not purification. So the Partsufim there, you can ask what is the difference between the formation of the Partsufim by purification of the Partsufim in Gagalta Absag Mabon versus the actions in the worlds of Abiyah. That's a completely different thing. There it is by raising Man. The deficiency comes from below and not by the purification of the Masach. There's no zivug of opnimi and no makif there. The Reshimo each time rises to Atzilut. Atzilut makes the zivug and that's it. That goes to the storage, so to speak. Can the correction of the soul happen without studying tests? The correction of the souls, you also have the writings of the Ari, not necessarily tests, but yes, we will reach a point, an inner state, where we will need, and that will happen soon, we will need the study of tests. You will read, and you will feel that this is somehow about you. So, when you open tests, and you open it somewhere, you feel that it's about you or not? If so, good. And you bring up emotions and feelings, but it's still not about you. It's good to learn to study that as well, because you're kind of like saying, when will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers? But after 2 minutes, we see that it doesn't happen. We don't feel. If we don't feel where we are, then we can't hold on to it. Unless, you know, there's someone with a stick beating everyone up, and then maybe you can hold on to it. So in the meantime, Tess, look, I'm waiting for that, for us to have some sense of it. Also, the states we're going through don't let us study that way. You see, when we studied the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot in the evenings, it was very, very beautiful. We started tasting some very good things there. I hope we'll also study it in the morning in a broader way. We'll, once we finish Pticha, preface, then we can go there. By the way, about the evening lesson, I want to say that from now on, from now until January 1st, we're not going to have evening lessons. Because of Hanukkah holidays and other activities that I want to do with the women department and other things. So, we're not going to have the evening lessons at all. Yeah, we'll just remind everyone that we're still having on Sundays, 5 p.m. Israel time, the World Kli lesson. The lesson with the World Kli. And with also the board and the coordinator's board, yes, we are just asking everyone to keep sending questions to the lesson with you today, 5 p.m. Israel time. Ask us questions about the Week of Congresses in Israel. And today we're going to use this the half an hour after your lesson about decision making in the groups, so everyone can send us questions as well, and we'll answer live. What if you don't get questions? There's no lesson? No, we already did receive answered questions, but we want more, and live as well. All right, so, Mr. To conclude, thanks to the TV viewers, and have a good day. A special meeting with Rav Lightman and the groups of all the world, Kli. Today, Sunday, 5 p.m. Israel time until 6:30 p.m. Israel time, and the global gathering of friends from 6:45 p.m. Sunday, KabbalahGroup.info. We're inviting all the friends across the whole world, Kli, to the global gathering of friends. And the Kabbalah campus course, we're happy to invite you to an introductory event. You can call 1-700-529-209 or go to kab.co.il for details if you're around in Israel. That should be all. Good day. Great night. And let's sing a song.
בזאת נסיים. תודה ויום טוב.
אשרי הנער שהשכיל לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהשכיל לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי התח והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כה אשרי העם שככה לו אור הזוהר יורד על כה Yeah.